Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 4th, Thankful Tuesday. Today is also Bertha Nolan's birthday. Miss Bertha is our custodian, and we just want to say thank you for all the hard work that you put in here at Mountain Brook Baptist and for the relationships you build with the membership of Mountain Brook Baptist. You are loved, and we thank you for all that you do to care for this church and for the congregation. We pray that you have a wonderful day and are blessed. We are in our second day of the book of Acts. We'll be reading Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 26 today in the English Standard Version. Just to recap a little bit about yesterday, we remember that Luke wrote Acts, and he wrote it to Theophilus. Yes, that's right. And he wrote it so that we could see Christ's work on display through the apostles whom he had chosen. Yesterday, we also read about the ascension, where the Lord went up into heaven, and then the two men in white robes stood there and said, "Why are you standing looking into heaven? Jesus who went will come back again in the same way." In today's reading, we'll find out about Matthias being chosen to replace Judas as the 12th disciple. Starting in Acts chapter 1 and verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers. The company of persons was in all about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand, by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language, Akedama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office.' So one of the men who had accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put forward two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in the ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Hey, thanks for listening along as we read God's Word together. Was there something in the scripture today that pierced you? For me, it was verse 24, "You, Lord, know the hearts of all." As we contemplate the fact that the Lord knows our hearts, we have to ask ourselves the question, "Lord, what is in my heart?" And so now is a time for reflection. Lord, what do you see in my heart that needs to change today? Is there cynicism? Is there unconfessed sin? Is there a lack of zeal in my heart? And then I want to encourage you with several verses, things that we can pray for. Colossians 3:15, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, in which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. So as we're thinking about our hearts, we can pray that the peace of Christ would rule in our hearts. And also, we can pray that our hearts would exult as we think about the fact that we don't have to be strong. Rather, it is the Lord who is our strength and shield. Look at Psalm 28 and verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults, and with my song, I shall thank Him. Today, as we give thanks for a person, a place, a thing, and an attribute of God, perhaps we thank God for peace that He will bring to our hearts, and we thank Him for salvation, which helps our hearts exult in Him. And then when we think about a person, I want you to express thankfulness for someone who has gone out of their way to bless you. Will you pray with me? Father, as we make our way through Acts, would you solidify in our minds what it means to be your church, what it means to have the Holy Spirit at work in us. I thank you for my brothers and sisters as they're reading along. I can see their faces in my mind, and I just pray your blessings over them even now, that you would bless and keep them, that you would give them grateful hearts, that you would help them to exult in your word, to be reminded that you are their strength and their shield. And Lord, we want to slow down, take a moment to thank you for a person, someone who has gone out of their way to bless us. Lord, we thank you for a place. Father, we thank you for a thing, whether it's a physical thing or something like peace in our hearts. And we thank you for many attributes about who you are, that you are our Savior. You give us forgiveness. You know what's in our hearts, and even though sometimes that is an ugly picture, you still love us. You are our transformation. You are our shield and our defender. We love you. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.